The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, shocker, it's adios to Brian Cushing and another nice win for the Cougars. Lot to get to. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Let's get it off to a big start today. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, Fowler. What's going on with you?
Stuff and sports.
Are you shocked that Jong is here on, like, a bank holiday? He works here part-time now. He's only here sometimes.
Well, he only leaves for stuff like bachelor parties and
pre-bachelor parties.
Other people's weddings.
And, yeah, other weddings.
Now, when was the last time you actually took time off for something other than somebody's wedding or your bachelor party?
No, you forgot. For premarital retreats.
Yeah, but that kind of counts as part of the marriage thing. I'm not gonna bang him for that. He only missed an hour of the show.
I don't take too much vacation either.
That's what I mean.
I never take all my allotted vacation. I take a couple days before Christmas, maybe one before Thanksgiving, and then I think I basically, bookend New Year's. That's about it.
How many have you taken this year already?
4 days.
4 days.
Yeah.
How many are you allotted?
15.
15. So you're going to go, it's February 19th. You're going to go 11 days of vacation for the rest of the year.
Probably. I'll probably use that on honeymoon.
How many on your honeymoon? Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be taking all 11 days.
But you'll also pick up. He also pick up a few days here and there because we work a lot of holidays.
Oh yeah, and I picked up one for Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so did you guys.
Yeah. Not that we ever use them either. I remember the last time I said, "Oh, this will be my Martin Luther King holiday day." Can't remember when I did that last. Here's my Memorial Day because we always work. Well, Memorial Day I think we take off. Labor Day we always work.
Yeah.
Because middle of football season. And yeah, how was your weekend? No, you were up in Austin for the
Pikes. Boy, it was busy. It was a whirlwind. I was here Saturday. My kid had a baseball game, so I was doing that on Saturday. Then we went. My younger kid had baseball practice, and my wife's out of town, mind you, this whole time.
Right.
So I was like I was Mr. Soccer Mom. Like, I was hauling kids around to practices and games, and then after all that settled down, we went and watched Black Panther. And I gotta say, it's pretty damn good.
Lives up to the hype?
It was pretty damn good. Yeah. I don't know if it lives up to the hype because the hype was just like so absurd. But I had nothing bad to say about it. I thought it was really good. I'd watch it again. My biggest issue was I sat next to a plus-sized woman. And we're talking about those big reclining seats. Like, there's a lot of room,
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, I sit in them comfortably. I'm a big man, and I sit in them comfortably. But the armrest between them at this place is like a, it's sort of, it moves.
Hmm.
So it's not firm in place.
Okay, I don't like that.
I didn't like it either, because when she sat down, that armrest, like, drove way over into my seat area, pushed my legs together, and basically I watched the movie with one leg on the floor and my, like, because she was on my right side. I put my left foot on the floor and my right foot was up on the recliner.
Yeah.
And that was the only way for me to comfortably watch the movie. And she ate marinara sticks, like, or mozzarella sticks with marinara at the theater, which I didn't go to like Alamo Draft House. I went to like an AMC theater.
So she brought those in herself?
No, I think she ordered them there. But it's like, that can't be good. And it smelled awful. And she ate two orders of it before the movie was even started. So like we're watching previews and she crushes the first box and then just drops it on the floor.
Ugh.
And just crushes the second box she had underneath it, dropped it on the floor.
Plus, I bet those things smelled like hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I didn't let it ruin my experience, Fred, my theater experience. And then yesterday morning, I got up early and headed into Austin. A lot of dudes, a lot of guys I know were fighting on that card. And it was a really good night of fights. There were very few boring spots. And Texas represented very well. I want to say 7-1 for Texas dudes on that card.
Yeah, and a couple of regulars on the Blitz did very well.
Yep. Alex Morano got a first-round submission against Josh Berkman, who's a UFC veteran. Dude's got like almost 50 fights. And Alex choked him out in the first round. And then Derek Lewis, he does what he usually does. He made it look like he was going to lose a decision, like he just couldn't get this guy off of him. And eventually he did get him off of him and hit him in the face really hard and made him take a nap. And it was in the third round. And so big win for Derek. And then Cowboy Cerrone was in the main event, and he got a first-round knockout. Really good, interesting fight. Sage Northcutt got a win. I know he's been on our show before. Don't know if his win was deserved or maybe he was. Let's just say he was a Texan fighting a French dude in Texas. But either way, he got a win, and it was it was overall a really good night of fights. Nate Diaz was there in the crowd. Jamal Charles was there. It was a star-studded event.
Right? Nice.
Our
nice.
Old friend Andrew Craig was there, so it was a good time.
Was it Nate Diaz who had the blunt?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had a fun weekend myself. I actually almost saw Black Panther before you. We were Saturday morning, went over to Navy Pier, and I just wanted to take a bunch of pictures and stuff, and I've got a bunch of them that I'm going to post somewhere. I don't know where yet. But they had a 10 a.m. showing of Black Panther in IMAX, and there didn't look like that there were that many people there, so we went to get...
So you were in, like, Chicago this time. You weren't, like, out in the boonies where you've been going.
We got a place in Streeterville downtown, and it was fantastic.
That's awesome.
We were going to go to the movie, except the only seats were the front row, same thing you ran into. And especially IMAX, I don't want to do the front row. But so we just hung around there for a while. Then we did a 3-hour beer tour that was awesome.
Where'd you go?
A bunch of different bars and breweries and stuff like that. It was like it was a history tour, too. So we're telling you about some of the buildings and everything. And after that, of course, by then I was a little bit lit. I had planned to drink as much beer and eat as much bad food as possible because I knew exactly what my doctor was going to tell me this afternoon. So I prepared for it. But then we went to the Blackhawks game, and that was fun. What a great atmosphere that is, even though they're not very good this year. But we did leave before the racial incident took place.
Oh, boy.
It was getting pretty late, and by then we were pretty tired. But, that is such
a... So good to know you weren't involved in that.
No, that wasn't me.
Nor your wife.
Our seats were nowhere near there. I'll just tell you that.
Okay, that's good.
But, we were way up in the nosebleeds. But
what? Your management.
Well, I know, but those are hard tickets to get, man.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you. But, so did that and stayed in downtown. And I tell you what, man. Every time I go there, I start loving that city even more and more. I really could see living there at some point.
If it wasn't so cold, I would like it a lot. Right.
And that was the only – it wasn't really cold, but there was a pretty damn good snow dump on Saturday while we were doing the tour. And at first, it was kind of fun. It's like, oh, look, fluffy snow, cool. And then about the second stop outside when the guy's talking about architecture, and I'm kind of like, oh, can we get to the next beer place, please?
Yeah. Get us out of here.
Yeah, but I also usually when I complain about flights, but I got to say I had two great flights on United, especially the flight over there. The flight attendants were amazing. So for all the times I complain, I'm gonna show some love. So it was a fun trip, and then got back not too late last night. And then today's just been a nightmare of meetings and doctors. So
how'd your doctor thing go?
Well, this may shock you.
Clean bill of health?
No. No, but I have one thing that's perfect, and you never guess what it is.
Your lungs.
My liver.
Oh.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It says your liver's perfect. So are your kidneys.
So now, more drinking for you.
No, I got to go on an immediate diet. I've got to start taking a bunch of medications. My blood sugar's too high. But as long as I do all that, I'll live.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but I still have to. Yeah, I was hoping I could get by without medication.
And you avoided smoking this whole weekend while you were in Chicago getting drunk.
You know, I didn't even think about a cigarette. And it was funny. Even being pretty drunk and being around people who were smoking, it kind of disgusted me. So I'm just kind of like, all right.
Was your wife one of the people smoking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she disgusted you?
Yes.
Yes. Is she going to continue smoking?
No, she's going to quit too, but she didn't quit this weekend.
Oh, it's like, thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's the same knucklehead who said, hey, can you bring me a pack because they're so expensive up here.
And then she paid for the expensive cigarettes too.
No, I brought her a pack.
Oh, but, you shouldn't have done that.
No, but
you're not a good influence.
You enabler.
Yeah, you're an enabler.
You know.
You're killing her.
You could call her enabler too for you to be bringing cigarettes.
Well, I know. That's the bad part. I mean, it was the first day I'd quit and she's like, can you bring me cigarettes? I'm like, no. But I did because, you know, I'm pretty much whipped. But no, I had a great time though. And I tell you what, man, I'm feeling a lot better already. So I like my chances. We're only day 5.
Yeah, but hey, that's five strong days,
yeah, right? I'm feeling pretty good about it. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
All right, let's go to my man, Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Aubrey, how you doing on this fine Monday?
Hey, guys, I'm doing great every afternoon. You know, I really do enjoy the technological advantage we have. Morning, noon, night, evening time, 6 days a week. Friends, when you pick up the phone and you dial 281 Dirt Free, you don't get a technology that you can go down to the dime store and rent. You don't get a technology you can find in the yellow pages. It's a green sheet. What about the little road signs? 11 rooms for $12 and all that stuff. You know, $4 a room, you know, on some little bargain paper. You know that that's a trick scam when they charge you for pre-treatment, de-staining, sanitizing, look for all these hidden charges. When you dial 281 Dirt Free, it's very difficult to believe that you get the finest technology on the earth, the most advanced cleaning system, the most powerful machine, the best pre-spot without a residue. It's understandably confusing that you wouldn't believe, Aubrey, how can I get the very best at $99 for 3 rooms? How can I do that?
How can we do it?
We can do it because we do sometimes 100 homes in a day. We can do that because when you see the carpet cleaning, you're going to want us to do the tile, grout, leather, drapes, upholstery, your air duct cleaning, your wool rug. Dial 281 Dirt Free. Let us come out to your home. Prove our boast. We'll start in the very worst area. If you don't love what you see, you don't have to pay. So 281 Dirt Free, I used to say on television, we bet our paychecks on it. We do. We bet our paycheck on it. We will start in the worst spot. Make sure you love it or you simply don't pay. 281-347-8373. 281-DIRT-FREE. DIRTFREECARPET.com. Shouldn't they call right now?
Absolutely. Aubrey, appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next week. That's 281-DIRT-FREE for Dirt Free Carpet.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Couple things. People asking if we have any plays. I only had one hockey play today. It was over on Minnesota and the Islanders, and that was played at noon, unfortunately. So
I got nothing today.
Okay.
I went 0-3 in hoops yesterday, and I let the people down. And then I went 3-0 and made way more money than you could have lost. If you played them all equally, even, you made almost double your money betting the fights. The fights went much better than the basketball did yesterday, but I did have an 0-3 hoops day. And there's nothing on the card jumping out to me today.
Yeah, the one that I gave out Saturday night, the Coyotes did win at minus 105. So pretty good streak still. The game that I was going to play and went to minus 200 and wound up saying don't play it because it's minus 200, they didn't win. So even decisions like that are working out right now. That's a good thing. But no, I don't have anything tonight. I you know, it's one of those that if you have to play something, I might look at Anaheim at a plus number against Vegas. I mean, Vegas is so good at home, but I kind of think Anaheim's putting it together. But I'm not touching it. It's not a play for me. Anything else is kind of meh. I'm, you know, like I said, I got my noon game in, so I was happy with that.
And I've fallen all the way to 61%, Fred.
Well, darn.
What a horrible, horrible
There's almost a 0% chance that you're going to finish less than 58, which is a remarkable number. So, and I think you'll get another hot streak going.
If I finish at 61%, I'm more than happy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say over-under, I'm going to go 61.5.
Okay.
Because I think you're gonna hit it pretty hard.
I've been having a bunch of these 4-3 days, which if you're in the 60s and you go 4-3, you drop. Like your percentage for the season drops.
Yeah.
But it's still winning days. I'll take those.
Yeah. Yeah. You're grinding.
That's it.
You're grinding. I do want to let people know that we are, as of Thursday, in fact, dust in the wind, Jong, we're going to pull the plug on Houston sports and stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Situation where, well, we lost our biggest advertiser after Harvey, so it quit being profitable. And frankly, I've tried to get that fixed and get another advertiser. It hasn't worked out. So at this point, rather than, you know, keep operating at a loss. And plus the fact that this guy's threatening to sue us, it's just I don't want to deal with any of this. So if you have a favorite story that you want to go save off of there,
You're going to like shut it down completely?
Yeah, it's all gone as of Thursday. It won't, you know, we're just going to basically nuke the whole thing.
R.I.P. So,
just letting people know. It was a lot of fun, man. We had, and the thing that I'm most proud of that is that, yeah, it was supposed to start out as just a site where I could post, because once Examiner went away.
It was almost like a blog for you, like your thoughts.
Yeah, but then it turned into a place where we developed a lot of really good young writers, people who hadn't written before, got an opportunity and have run with it and just written some amazing stuff and a lot of fun stuff. But if I can't pay them,
right,
you know, it's not fair to ask them to keep doing it for free. And the fact that, you know, people start coming after you with bogus BS lawsuits, it's just, I'm not going to do it anymore. So the bottom line is, though, a lot of the people that you were reading on there will be on Sports Map. And I really thought the sites could coexist, and I still believe that there's a way to make that work, but it just makes sense that we'll kind of migrate a lot of folks over to Sports Map, and I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do some of the snarky stuff as well. That's something that, you know, David Gow and I are going to talk about, but I think there's an opportunity there. And as far as my fiction and stuff, I'm going to go back to that and the funny story. Well, when I try to be funny, I'll go back to that old blog I used to have, that Freddy's World blog, and I'll tweet that out if I write anything for that. But yeah, sorry to see it go. We had a lot of good stuff on there.
Yep.
And it was a lot of fun, but all things must end.
All right.
And so
now you're going to focus more on Sports Map.
Yeah. And
get it growing.
I also have to be.
Make Sports Map great again.
Completely honest with the people here. I got to get some stuff off my plate. And this is another thing that takes up time that I can devote to other
things. Well, you took smoking off your plate. That had to take up at least 2 or 3 hours of your day.
There's some other things I want to do for Sports Map that. And that'll free me up to do and some other, and I've got another fiction project I'm working on.
Oh no. What's it about?
It's a sequel to the first one.
And
I've gotten pretty far along with it. So it's just, I need more time to work on these things. And frankly, I need more time in the gym now too. That's the other thing that, you know, my doctor kind of told me is you need to,
you want your body to be like Jong's?
I only taller.
Okay. Okay.
So Jong, how was the wedding retreat? How did that go?
It was good. It wasn't, I thought we'd be, you know, having one-on-one with like a therapist or whatever, But it was more like a couple of people sharing their experiences and then us kind of writing out what we expect from getting married, different categories, and then what you expect. And then we break up and then we get together to
discuss. Broke up?
No, as in like we broke up. Guys, girls separated. We wrote down a bunch of stuff and then we came back together and discussed it individually.
When I did my my premarital counseling.
That's what this was kind of like.
Yeah. My wife had a, like, they asked us both, how many times a week do you expect to have relations? Was that one of the questions you were asked?
No.
You want to guess what my wife said?
Twice?
Yeah, I would say, I'd probably say once.
No. She said 5 to 6 times per week.
Oh, was that too much for you?
No, it was great.
I mean, keep her.
It just would have been nice if that would have stayed up all the way through our marriage, and it was still 5 to 6 times per week.
Yeah, that's common. That's every marriage I've ever been in. It starts off like that, and then...
Right.
Yeah.
I met my wife when she was 20, so I think she didn't really understand what, like, you know...
What it was like to have that much...
What living with me would really entail, yeah. So... I just wanted to make sure that you didn't get sold on a bogus number like I did, Jung.
No, we didn't go that detailed into that.
Okay. Well, you should ask Teresa now. Did they ask you guys about fornication? Did they ask you if you've made love yet?
They didn't. They talked about it, but they didn't like. They didn't ask us individually like questions.
They didn't make you raise your hand?
No.
If you're a sinner, raise your hand. Yeah. Thank God. That would have been really awkward.
They were actually pretty open about sex. And everything, because they kind of know, and then they talk about like you know, some of the safeguards that you need to take and stuff like that. So
was this all Asians?
No. It was a Houston Galveston diocese kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
So there were whites.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they were kind of like, oh, we don't see a lot of Asians around here during Chinese New Year because they gotta, you know, celebrate Chinese New Year. But and then we kind of looked at each other. There was probably like 2 or 3 other Asian couples. But we kind of looked at each other. We're like, yeah, we wouldn't be here unless none of the other spots were closed. Like, of all the spots, if there was an April or a March or April spot, then I would have been there.
Why? Did you have big plans for Chinese New Year?
Not really, but you're supposed to spend it with family.
You're not even Chinese.
It's Lunar New Year. So it's the Asian New Year kind of thing.
Lunar is, that's the moon.
No, it's called Lunar New Year.
Right. What do you think lunar refers to?
Yeah, the moon. Yeah, that we follow and observe Lunar New Year.
That's an Asian thing? Like, we all believe in the moon.
No. Like following that calendar.
Okay. So if I asked you randomly what year is it, you would tell me it's...
2018.
Okay. But if... another Asian asked you what year it was, you would say
2018.
Are you sure you wouldn't say dog? See, I think that lunar calendar thing is bogus. I think you guys are just looking for some more time off there with that. You're just trying to stay home. He's trying to get a squeeze another vacation day out of Mr. Gao. Be like, Mr. Gao, it's Lunar New Year. I can't
I was here on Friday.
Lunar New Year. Get out of here, Lunar New Year. All right, guys. Maybe you work in a job that doesn't give you the day off for the Chinese New Year,
which is here.
I mean, it's really just unfair. So if you're stuck in an unfair position like that, maybe it's time to try something new, guys. My computer career, guys. If you've thought about a new career, you've thought you'd like to make more money, you thought you'd like to do something new. It's simple. You could start your new life as an IT professional in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 nights a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. Daytime classes are available as well if that's what fits your schedule better. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Hey.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. John, did we not get our traffic for some reason?
My computer froze.
Well,
we got this fancy new studio, and they didn't do anything to fix your computer, huh?
I'll give you some traffic info from Transtar.
Oh, no, I mean, like, the traffic played after that promo because the computer was frozen.
Okay.
So I played a promo, then played traffic.
Well, it sucks on 610 over there by 225.
Sucks everywhere.
All the way to 90.
Okay.
So that sucks. That's red. There's some red on 59.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, it's always red on 59. And 288.
Mm. How's 290 looking?
290 is looking very green right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you should leave now.
I should. Yeah. I got to go, guys.
But yeah, that won't last. We know how that goes. Okay, now it's already turned orange. Just from the time I was talking. From the loop out to 1960, it's orange and yellow now.
Oh, it was too slow.
Yeah. Well, damn, if you just left 20 minutes ago. If you just left when the show started, you'd be fine.
That means I'm going to need one of you to come home with me so I can take the HOV lane.
Dude, just get a blow-up doll.
I think someone got arrested for that.
Mm. Oh, well.
I don't want to get arrested for that. That's always... Anytime you get arrested and your why'd you get arrested story has something to do with a blow-up doll, that's an uncomfortable story like to tell your in-laws or your kids. Like it's just not good.
832 says, you guys are going to talk about the All-Star Halftime Show. Kind of weird how they bleeped off lyrics and had girls in jeweled thongs twerking. Aren't kids watching?
Dude, can I be honest with you about something?
You're probably going to say the same thing I am.
And you're probably going to say the same thing I did, or I am.
None of us watched the NBA All-Star Game?
No.
No. I didn't watch one second of it.
Nor did I. I was at the fights last night. I mean, I just...
I was flying back, so...
I didn't... And honestly, if I were home... I don't know that I would have watched. I just don't care about it. Like I think the 3-point shootout and the dunk contest and that stuff is sort of fun.
Yeah.
But the game itself does nothing for me. The most interesting thing about the game is the draft. Like that
they
didn't televise it.
Yeah.
I just don't care for it. I heard the Fergie national anthem, which was Not the best.
Just below average.
Not the best. Yeah. I saw that Kevin Hart had a hard time. I guess he was it was one of those spots where like people didn't want him to try to be funny.
Yeah.
And he was forcing the issue. But that's about all I saw of it. I didn't see any actual gameplay.
Yeah, I didn't either. You know what I did
watch? I saw the under hit and
yeah.
Team LeBron -2.5 hit. So
there you go. There you go. I'll tell you what I did watch on the way back. I finally watched Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah?
I hadn't seen that yet.
What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty darn good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Jong did not oversell
easily that. The best Thor movie.
Oh,
easily.
Yeah. Not even close.
Oh, yeah. By far.
Yeah. I mean, Thor 2 might as well not exist in my mind.
Yeah.
But this one was good.
Good cameos from... Doctor Strange and from Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. So I thought it was pretty cool. Although he's got to get his hammer back, right?
The hammer's broken.
He's got to get it fixed. You can't.
You can't get that fixed. Yeah, I mean,
you don't think Doctor Strange can fix that for you?
That's an artifact.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not just hammers laying around.
No, he can fix that. I mean, he's got to. He can't go into Infinity Wars without a hammer.
Yeah. He would be at a disadvantage. I'll give you that. Strategically, that would be a good move, but I don't know that he can do it.
713-780-ESPN is your number. By the way, Jong, I'm starting to dislike your people. This happens at every Olympics where a city hosts it.
Uh-oh.
The fans become obnoxious.
Uh-oh.
Well, fans in general are obnoxious.
What are they doing, wooing?
No, they're...
they're just...
It's not quite as obnoxious as that.
Is it obnoxious as vuvuzelas?
Not quite. It's just the fact that every time any one of your guys does anything, they just even if they're like in 10th place and they move up to 8th, the whole place erupts.
Hey, guys, I've got another confession.
You haven't watched any Olympics?
I've watched no Olympics.
Well, I've tried. None. I've tried to watch some, but you know what inevitably happens? Every time I turn on the channel, cross country skiing.
That's the worst event.
I know. I got no interest in that.
I don't know. And like that and the long track speed skating.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, they're like coasting along. And I understand it's a marathon, not a sprint. But there's a reason why I don't watch marathons on television. It's boring as hell.
I kind of, you know, the biathlon is the one that I can watch because they actually shoot. But you have to wait a long time for the payoff. Yeah. But
and then guess what happens? If they miss, they do more skiing. And I mean, it's like, yeah. I don't care for it. I got to tell you, the only event that I was like, I looked it up the other day. I was like, you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Shaun White on the snowboard.
Well, it's over.
Exactly. I said, oh, I missed it. Guess I'm watching zero Olympics now. I was going to watch that.
Well, that was like really early.
Yeah. That should have been the main event.
Yeah, that was him and Chloe Kim. Very, very enjoyable.
Yeah, I didn't watch Chloe Kim either.
So, I like stuff like the snowboarding and the ski trickery stuff because the Americans do well in that.
Yeah.
But like cross-country skiing, unless you're from Norway, forget it. I think one French guy won. Otherwise, you got to be from Norway.
I feel like Norway is sort of taking over the world in these Olympics
anyway.
Well,
it's because there's 5,000 cross-country skiing events, and they're the best at it.
And speed skating. They're really good at that. Well,
that's the Netherlands is really good at that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's the Dutch. That's what got Katie Couric in
trouble. That's racist.
Well, they are all the same.
They're all blonde-haired white people. They're all the same to me.
Yeah. But, I've tried to watch. It's just, and I can't watch the men's hockey. It's just a joke.
Dude, and I saw that the whatever the fake Russian team is basically bent America over and gave it to us old country way.
By the way, the dumbest thing in the world is that stupid OAR, Olympic athletes from Russia, or get the hell out of here with that. I mean, everybody's calling them Russia anyway.
Where's Juggalo Trey? Isn't OAR a band?
I don't know, but it's just dumb because they go, oh, well, Russia. And they keep trying to say Olympic athletes from Russia. And I hate how NBC tries to tell us, like there was this short track speed skater from America. It's like, oh, she's up and comer and she's so much fun and all this stuff. And she ran last.
Yeah.
And you're like, this chick had no chance. You're just building it. And they do the same thing with the bobsled and anything like that the U.S. sucks at. So, oh, trying to become the first American to medal. She's in 12th place. She's got a shot. No, she doesn't.
Okay, so Shaun White's done for the Olympics, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Is Lindsey Vonn done?
I think she was like last week or this weekend or something.
So that means there's no other American athletes
that are
even remotely interesting. That's the only two famous athletes that we sent there.
Well, and they kept trying to sell us on this Michaela Schifrin chick who was supposed to go for 5 gold medals and she got 1.
Yeah, I don't know her.
Yeah, she's a downhill skier. There you go. That's it. That's all you need to know.
This is OAR.
This is awful.
Yeah. This sucks.
Ugh.
This beat the U.S.'s ass in hockey, though.
All right.
Oh, boy.
We have got to
The U.S. should be ashamed.
Yeah. You lost to this? Shame. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
In a way, need a change from this burnout scene. Another time. And we're back. Time to get on the map. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Please check out SportsMap today. Lots of good stuff on there as always. Including a story on the Texans parting ways with Brian Cushing, which we'll talk about here in a minute. Joel Blank writes that this time the MVP is James Harden's to lose.
I tend to agree with him. This is going to shock people because every year I'd say, no.
I like this guy better.
Yeah, it shouldn't be James Harden. It should be LeBron. And then they give it to LeBron. And then I say, no, it shouldn't be James Harden. It should be Russell Westbrook. Then they give it to Russell Westbrook. This year I'm saying it should be James Harden.
Yeah.
But so everyone who was prepared to call me a big hater and think that I only say that the other guy should win because he doesn't play for the local team, I wanted to throw you a curveball and tell you, yeah, I think James Harden's going to win the MVP. You're welcome.
So does Joel Blank.
Oh, look at us.
Says it's his to lose.
Look at us. Joel Blank and I agree.
You do. Ken Hoffman has...
We're peas in a pod, Joel Blank and I. We both wore gym clothes to work today.
Yeah.
I think that's about all we've got in common.
You both like OAR?
We both like OAR.
This is actually a song that I heard.
Yeah, I've heard that song.
I haven't heard that. I didn't even hear what you were playing. Yeah. I haven't heard this song.
I've heard that.
I've heard that other song you play.
No, I haven't heard the other song, but this one they play in the casino all the time. That's why I'm... Usually when we're in Vegas, I try to tune the music out, but I've heard that song in the casino, but I had no idea who it was.
Mm. So Joel and I both like dogs.
Yeah.
And...
I'm sure you'll find something else in common.
You both like football teams not from Houston. Bills and Packers.
True. Well, that's sort of, I mean, that's pretty broad. We don't like the same football team.
Broads? You like broads? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. But some other good stuff on there as well. The other Hoffman did his 10 questions with Raheel. That's on there. That's on.
What questions did he have for Raheel? Give me an example of one.
I'll give you this
a video or is
no,
this written
No, no, no. This is written. This is where... Ken goes to each one of the people here and asks them 10 questions.
He's never interviewed me.
Well, he's going to. You're on the list.
I'll pass. I'm gonna give him hell and be like, dude, let's not forget when you snubbed me. Now it's my turn to snub.
Questions are stuff like radio people traditionally change their name to something simple and easy to remember. Usually it's two first names like Rick Howard or Ron James. You have not done that. Why? That's one question. Tell me about coming to America. When you were a kid, whose photos were on your bedroom wall? I don't want to know the answer to that. Probably sports figures.
I'm sure.
Raheel. Mine was like Farrah Fawcett and Cheryl Tunes and stuff like that.
His was basketball players.
Yeah.
His was his favorite Pakistani basketball star.
How did you land your first job in radio? How jealous are your friends that you get to talk about sports and get paid for it? You are known for having a silly streak. How are you going to explain this to your daughter? You were classmates with Astros and Rockets broadcaster Julia Morales at UT. Does it kill you that she's 100 times more popular than you? I'm sure that bothers him. The rest you can go check out on Sportsman. Okay. Also, let's see, what else do we have? We have some audio from Granato and Jeff Luno.
Okay.
Luno thinks Garrett Cole is going to have a career year.
It's the first time he's played for a good team.
And following up on what we're talking about, why I'm not watching the hockey, I wrote a column on why Gary Bettman is the worst commissioner in sports and why I hate him so much, because he's ruined Olympic hockey and he's ruining the NHL. Other than that, he's doing a great job. One other complaint about NBC, and I think they do this on purpose. Man, they show a lot of ass shots. It's like if they show speed skaters, they make sure they get them from behind.
Dude ass and girl ass?
Mostly girl ass, but dude ass too. Hmm. I mean, they go out of their way to do these shots that they don't need to do. And they did it in the Summer Olympics with the little gymnastics girls, which was disgusting. But this,
how old were the girls?
Well, some of them were. I don't know how old they were, but they were young.
Yeah, that's disgusting. But if they were 18, less disgusting, right?
Well, isn't that
what about beach volleyball? Do you want them to show ass at that?
Well, they kind of have to.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's how it works. But it's almost so obvious that they're doing it. And enough already, okay? We get it. You're trying to do anything you can to get people to watch. Breaking news. J.D. Martinez and the Red Sox.
You've got to get better at that.
There you go.
Is that better?
That's much better. How did you do so much better that second time?
I don't know. I channeled my inner AJ.
That was good.
That was pretty darn good, yeah. J.D. Martinez and the Red Sox agree to a 5-year deal worth $110 million.
Good for J.D. Martinez. Bad for the American League. You would have liked to see him go to Oakland or someplace where he would have just been hidden and never bothered anyone. But J.D. Martinez is a hell of a player. Hell of a player. So I'm happy to see that dude get that money.
Yeah, and that makes the Red Sox – certainly something the Red Sox needed. So, and that was kind of the rumor all along, that's where he was going to wind up. And yet another team to watch out for in the American League. So, does this move them up in your pecking order at all?
No. They're exactly where they were. They're fourth for me in the AL. It's nice, but I still think the Yankees, Astros, Indians are all better than them.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody says OAR has a song called Crazy Game of Poker that you might like. Okay, so other people noticing that too. About ass being shown all over the place.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad it's not just me, and it's not like I'm looking for it. It's just...
You are a bit of an ass gawker.
But not on TV. I mean, I don't want to see it constantly, though. And it's like they'll get behind the skiers when they're going down the hill. They do all this stuff. It's just like, dude, they make sure they get them when they're bending over.
I think because in the Winter Olympics, there's less boob because they're wearing coats and heavy costumes.
Well, they're wearing those tight bodysuits and almost everything.
Okay,
except for the hockey chicks,
and they're too maybe too compressed.
Yeah, maybe. Because you want to be aerodynamic. So, I'm against that. I'm going to tell you.
Multiple people have asked me, what's worse, the band OAR or Fergie's National Anthem? It was three people asked me that.
I only heard part of Fergie, so.
Oh, boy. It ain't good. It ain't good. Did you hear it, John? Do we have it? We're so
gay. This is the worst of the part of the song. The ending of this is really bad. You can hear laughter.
Those are sympathy claps. Let's play some sports football.
That was like a bad version of the Titanic song.
It's kind of funny now in retrospect that people thought that Pink did a bad job at the Super Bowl.
People said that?
Yeah.
I thought she did a good job.
Yeah. And Pink was sick with the flu. Like, Fergie's PR people should have come out and said, oh, she had not just the regular flu, she had the swine flu, like a real bad...
Yeah, the SARS.
Yeah, she could be dead tomorrow. We don't know.
Didn't it seem like she was trying to do like a Marilyn Monroe kind of...
Yeah. Like she's freaking Jessica Rabbit or something. It's
yeah, that didn't...
It's not the time.
Didn't work.
I
don't know.
In 2018, you can't sexy up the national anthem.
So what's worse, the rendition or the people who applauded her?
I mean... You can't boo the national anthem.
No, but you can politely...
How are you going to make America great again if people get up and boo the national anthem?
You don't boo, you just don't clap.
The awkward silence
awkward
treatment.
Awkward silence would be a nice way of saying, yeah, you blew that one, woman.
Sometimes I'll say a joke and then you'll just stare at me awkwardly and not say anything.
Exactly.
That is effective.
That's what I'm... All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Attitude, no wonder why I stuck up. Pop it, then backflip. Your gymnastics got me ecstatic. Your whole crew look like a pageant. I'm dropping cash tip and some taxes. Do it. Girl, you got me about to pass out. I'm wondering if Cupid gave you shots. Because I'm in love with that dance. Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.